This is CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Lerato Shabalala is back with a brand new episode on the latest episode of Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Lerato chats to the owner of Andrew McKenzie Interiors with a background in theatre and the opera. Andrew talks about lighting trends for the rest of 2018, as well as decorating for quaint spaces. Download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Make sure you get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the best use of your space that you have, how to make your room more intimate and decor for kids, and so much more. Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doorways crying out for so much needed attention? Taylor Blinds or Shutters are stylish, or rather are the stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality and style. Taylor Blinds and Shutters.
Urban Culture Drive.
It's where you at.
It's where you
stole it. Anyway, yeah. Guys, like as promised, we'll be chatting to Ms. Ponso Manzi, Executive Chairman and CEO of Botlhokwa.
Man, that title alone, like,
it's boss moves.
That's boss moves.
Boss.
That's a boss lady right
there.
Boss? That's boss.
Let's talk to her. Let her tell you how boss
yes,
she is.
Yes, let's talk to the boss herself.
Hi, Ponzo, how are you?
All right, in yourself.
Good, thanks, ma'am. Are you tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive?
Welcome to the show, Ms. Ponzo.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
It's all a pleasure. Ms. Ponzo, for those who don't know you, may you please introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Ponzo Manzi. I'm the founder and CEO of Boehm Group. We've got four subsidiary companies under Boehm Group: Recruit Train, Step Image, Oracy, and Bonita Media. We publish an online magazine called Fabulous Women Magazine. And I'm also passionate about youth development as well as women. So I founded Fabulous Girls Foundation in 2009. And in 2012, we launched Fabulous Women Award.
Wow. So everything you do is about fabulicity.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about women, you know? Want to see women happy, looking good.
Just smiles all around and yes, being
cheerful
and happy.
Smiles all around, you know, looking all fabulous. However, my message about fabulicity is different. It's not about the Jimmy shoes and the red soul.
Yes.
It's about beauty from the inside out.
Yes, it's not about slave queens.
Yes. If you are content with who you are, you believe in yourself, you're not bitter, you're not jealous, then you automatically glow on the outside. So,
fabulous.
That's what our fabulosity is about. It's about beauty from the inside out.
That's just so fabulous. See what I did there? So, Ms. Ponzo, it says that I was doing some research and it says that you hail from Soshanguve.
Definitely.
So it's a high way. Now it's a high, my sister.
He's a boss. So she wanna be doing it.
Wanna be doing it through and through. Yeah.
So how about Daman?
Be doing it represent the boss or the Daman.
Absolutely. No, definitely. I grew up in Block L, and parents moved to Block BB.
That's
so my parents are still in Block BB. When I say home, it's Soshanguve Block BB.
No, man, Soshanguve.
I love
Pretoria.
I love the people there.
Yeah, it's
rising
up.
Absolutely.
It's rising
absolutely
up with pride. So coming from Soshanguve, such humble beginnings, and a bit, you know, it's whoopies, man, Soshanguve. There's a vibe, there's a stigma, there's all sorts of things that are coming and happening in that area. So coming from such a childhood, what inspired, or rather what drove the creation of Fabulous Women?
Yeah, fabulous.
You know, because you could have taken it any other direction, but you came with this one. It was it through a personal experience of saying, I went through this, I want to change it? Or was it just looking at your surroundings and saying, I want a better thing? Is it more close to home?
Yes,
or was it just,
I mean, you know, to be honest, when I grew up in Soshanguve, it was not the same as the way it is now. Whenever I'm home, when I'm driving around with my dad, I always ask him for it. How? You block mine, you know, like there's so much development. It's like so weird to now. But growing up in Soshanguve, it was not the same as the way it is now in terms of the vibe and the young people doing all these hectic things. You know, it was more chilled, especially the area that we were based in. We were in an area where there were a lot of professionals. I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, the who's who's of Soshanguve. You know, the legend, the late HMPJ, you know, who then now the stadium HMPJ is named after. Yeah, you know, it was in that area. Beautiful people. However, there's one thing that I saw growing up there. All these mansions and big houses, there wasn't much love and happiness in those homes, you know?
Yes.
And I have seen women running to my parents in the wee hours, crying, naked. My husband beat me up. My husband said I must leave the house.
Sure.
You know? And I realized, oh, so during the day, you are cruising in a BMW at night, just screaming. So that's not the life. And that really touched me. And also being a grandchild of a chief, my mother was born in a royal family. And I've seen how women were treated, you know. From a young age, I will ask my mom, why aren't women allowed to go into bedroom? Why aren't women? And my mom will try and explain. I said, no, but it's not fair. So I've always been a very inquisitive child, asking questions, trying to find out why.
So,
and I remember making a decision that I need to change women's lives. Women need to be recognized. Women need to be respected and so forth.
So it's almost like a stand against patriarchy.
No, not really. Hey, I love men. I'm married for 14 years. I've got an amazing husband.
Yes. I'm not saying patriarchy in a sense that you are anti-men. But patriarchy in a sense that women need to be valued and honored.
Definitely. Women need to get to the top.
Yes.
Women need to earn the same salaries as men. We need to get to industries where men are as well. I mean, we hosted the awards and our official sponsor was South African Civil Aviation Authority.
We
need to see more women pilots. You know?
Yes.
So that's what I'm all about.
So I understand the awards
have really
been
to best men.
Yes.
Yeah?
So I understand the awards have been going now from 2013 until now 2018.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
In the past 5 years of hosting since inception to now, how has the growth of the awards and the recognition of awards been, and how has it, and what does that mean to you, having seen an idea come to life and last such a long journey of 5 years?
It's been a long journey and a very, very cold journey because, you know, we've been self-funding for the past 5 years.
Wow.
But I have seen, I mean, we started hosting 80 women in a hotel. And the most important thing for me is to inspire girls in townships. So the idea of the awards is to bring young women and older women together, to bridge the intergenerational gap amongst women, and also to create the spirit of sisterhood. You know, we need to get each, you know, assist each other and mentor each other. So we started with about 80 women, including the girls that we hosted from Soweto. And I have seen how that impacted their lives, sitting in a hotel, having a three-course meal surrounded by all these women they see on national TV, or all these women that they read about in newspapers, listening to their journey. And their life just changed automatically.
Wow.
Most of them will come back to me and say, oh my word, so this woman went through this. She's also from Soshanguve or from Soweto. That means I can also do it. So these awards have grown tremendously over the years, and the impact, it's just huge. It's big. We've got chartered accountants now. We've got businesswomen who started, you know, we met when they were still in high school. We helped them. We mentored them to grow with us. and to see the feedback now it's really
amazing.
I
always say that we learn through other people's human experience.
Absolutely.
Through the stories we tell each other and the honesty of those stories. Mm-hmm. That's how we as a people grow and learn. So, Ms. Ponso, you've done wonderful work. We applaud you.
Absolutely.
We shine your light. You know, we celebrate your achievements. And on a last note, I just want to find out, after having done so much and with, we didn't even touch on the struggles that you've went through as a woman to achieve the kind of things that you have. But after all of that, what is still more for Ponso to give to the people or to the youth or to society at large? What's the next step for you?
The past year, we launched entrepreneurship masterclasses.
Okay.
We've been running the masterclasses for free all over South Africa.
For females?
But I realized that...
Everyone?
No. The masterclasses, we involve men as well.
Okay.
I mean, there's a need. And we also want to push, you know, the spirit of entrepreneurship amongst the youth, because, I mean, unemployment is quite high.
Definitely.
And I have seen how young people are very hungry. They need knowledge. We've been to other areas where you realize, oh my gosh, they didn't know about National Youth Development Agency. They don't know about learnerships that are available. They don't know about the grants that are available for, you know, to boost your business and so forth. And I run an accredited training company, which is one of my businesses.
Trading.
So I've decided to give young people proper skills. So we'll be launching a program for the youth where we put them in a class for about 2 weeks, you know, and teach them about entrepreneurship. We call it new venture creation.
And so this is free, right?
Yes, for free. That's, you know, I always say when God bless me, I need to be a blessing to others.
Yes.
So new venture creation, we are starting in France, in Cape Town, because,
it's a problem.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's a
problem
called Nomzamo. Young people have lost hope. They don't dream again. So that's where we'll be starting with this program. And it includes, you know, we'll assess them and also give them accredited certificates.
Okay.
I'm just getting tired of getting, you know, powerful people to come and say, this is how I build my business, da-da-da-da, and then they leave. No. We need young people to learn the skills from
to
finance,
also be part of
operations,
yes,
marketing, human resources.
Plus,
how do you handle your books?
Plus, we are,
you know,
young and fresh and agile.
Absolutely.
We definitely can do it. So, Sponsor, how can people get involved or part of this initiative that you're pushing from both the attendees or the clients or and from the sponsorship perspective, from both ends? How can people be part of this initiative and movement?
Like I said, for the first program, we are concentrating you know, young people from Strand in Cape Town, Nomzamo Township.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They can email us on info@fabulouswoman, woman as in singular, .co.za. Okay. Alternatively, they can follow me on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter, which is at Lady Ponso, Ponso, PONTSHO. And I'm also available on Instagram, PONTSHO_Mandy. That's my handle, but they can email us on info@fabulouswoman.co.za.
All righty. Ms. Ponso, thanks a lot for your time and your airtime and taking
my
time from your busy schedule. We know airtime, the rand is too much nowadays. So it's not easy.
Exactly.
For some of us, especially the youth. It's tough.
Thank
you're so funny. Thanks for making my day.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ponso. Keep doing the incredible things that you're doing within your community and empowering women. We need that in the spirit of Women's Month. Thank you so much.
It's
and we really
pleasure.
Appreciated you coming on today.
And please close off with your favorite line. What is it? Laughter is... Laughter.
Love and laughter always.
Love and laughter
there we
always.
Go.
Yes.
There we go. There we go.
Yes. Much
Thank
love
you.
To you, ma'am, and do enjoy the rest of your evening or day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Cheers.
And there was Ms. Ponso Manzi.
What an incredible woman.
Guys, like women, and I keep on saying, women have the capacity and the capability to change. Goodness,
if y'all would just give us some money, sometimes
we
could. If
they can make a nigga spend 30 bottles at fucking Jade, whatever event,
taboo.
July or whatever,
the pool.
If they can make a nigga spend that much money, they can definitely make a nigga spend that much money on something worthy.
Like a degree.
A degree.
That's what women are doing nowadays. Band. Men are paying for your education. I think if you
can... Rather use it that way.
Well, how do you think they... Do you think... women are smart, ne? Don't think that these slay queens are just chilling in taboo, living their best lives. Hands are collecting racks.
I know of a couple, or rather I've heard of a couple, which you can count with both my hands, that have made something from the racks they collect. But the majority are not catching one. And that's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanna... throw it back for racks. Make those racks.
Make
count
sure
for
it's
something.
A whole because you know what the thing is. No one can take a degree away,
away
from you.
Exactly.
He can't come back and say, "Oh no,
but
I want that degree back."
You gonna piss that viv? You're not gonna give back your dignity, depending on if it was just for viv.
My dignity is got a price.
You get what I'm saying?
It's got a price.
And on that note,
you can't buy me.
This is CliffCentral.com.